Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Man shall not live by bread alone. These are the words that Jesus spoke as he resisted the devil's temptation. Man shall not live by bread alone. These are the words that Jesus not only spoke, but he lived by during his 40 days in the wilderness. No food. Man shall not live by bread alone. Literally, this could be a summary statement of Jesus' entire ministry. Man shall not live by bread alone. Got it. Good. Great. Jesus. Wonderful. Man's not going to live by bread now. So, that being the case, how shall man live? In order to understand how man shall live, we first have to find out where Jesus got these words from to begin with. They come from Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. And what happens is God speaks these words to his people. He says, "The Lord humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." Why does man not live by bread alone? Well, because this is the way that God humbles you. This is the way that God brings you to humility. And how shall man live then? Well, man lives by every word of God. And yet we're tempted. We're tempted by Satan, just like Jesus was, but we're also tempted by the world. And we're tempted even by our own sinful nature to believe the opposite. To believe that man does live by bread alone. After all, think about how we measure life, right? How nice are your things? How many friends do you own? How's your retirement account doing? How much fun can you have in life? If that's our measuring stick, it means that we are living by bread alone. The daily bread, right? The things that have to do with the support and needs of this body and life. These are the things that we are tempted to value. But not Jesus. Not Jesus. After 40 days without food, he's hungry. And he has all the power of God at his fingertips to turn a stone into a loaf of bread to satisfy his overwhelming desire for something to eat. And yet instead of doing that, instead of using his divine power to serve himself, he tells the devil that man shall not live by bread alone. I'll go about 4 or 5 hours without eating, and that's about my max. Jesus goes 40 days. After 4 or 5 hours, I need to satisfy my desire. I need to satisfy my hunger. I give in to what my body wants. But Jesus goes 40 days. Truly, this man is the Son of God. And honestly, most of us have very little perception of what it means to be in such a state of want, to have that kind of lack, especially in our country. You guys ever heard of the term instant gratification? It means you get whatever you want, whenever you want it. Text messaging. I send a message to somebody who is, say, 8 hours away. They can send me back a reply within seconds. If I want a new frying pan, I can go onto Amazon and I can have it at my house in less than 2 days. Want? Doesn't happen today. Not really. I mean, we'll have desires. We'll have things that, well, it'd be really nice to have this or that or the other. But to actually have an unfulfilled desire? No. We relate more to this instant gratification. I see it. I like it. I want it. I got it. But not Jesus. Not Jesus. He shows us that man shall not live by bread alone. Even what this means is that he has to refuse himself. He has to refuse to serve himself and instead serve everybody else around him and continue to serve God. But what do we do? What do we do in the midst of this world where we live in this reality that we can have anything we want almost in a moment's notice? How do we accomplish this living by the word of God and not bread alone? The first step, as you might imagine, is that you have to have the Word of God. If you're going to live by the words that come from the mouth of the Lord, it means you have to hear the words that come from the mouth of the Lord. Yes, that means church. It means you need to be in the Word. Whether it's preached and taught in the church, whether it's in your daily devotions, you need to have the Word of God be a part of your life. You need to value it. But it means you might have to give up your daily bread. Bible study here happens about an hour and a half before service starts. But how many of us value our sleep more than getting up and actually making it to the church? How many of us value breakfast more than making it to the church? Valuing God's word means you have to give up daily bread. It means occasionally you might have to take a Sunday off from work every now and then so you can be in the Lord's house. It might mean that you have to get up 10 minutes earlier before you go to school. That way you can actually open your Bible or your catechism and invest in what the Lord has to tell you. It means that if you're a parent, you might have to drag your kids kicking and screaming all the way to the church, and then you have to wrestle them in the pews, and then you have to deal with all of this sparring back and forth so you can be in the presence of what God wants to deliver to you. If you want to value God's word, if you want to live by the word of God, the truth is that you can't do it without sacrificing daily bread. You can't. And before you start giving excuses, ask yourself one question. Do you hold God's word sacred? Do you gladly hear it and learn it? See, the church is where you feast, not on bread, but on the very word of God. Everything that comes from the mouth of the Lord. And there's even an application of this in all three of our readings today. In the Old Testament, what did God prescribe for his people? When you gather from the land, the first thing you need to do before anything else is take the first bit of your harvest and bring it to God. Why? Because it shows that you're not valuing the things of this world, but you value all the more the things that God has given to you. Who gave you the land? Who gives you the word? Who saved you out of Egypt? Who has done everything for you? The Lord has. And how did he do it? By his mighty word. In the epistle text, we hear that when the word makes its way into your heart, it comes out over your mouth. Why? Because when the word makes its way into our heart, it can't help but come out of our mouth. It shows itself in our lives. But again, it might cost you. It might cost daily bread. My friends, today is the first Sunday in Lent. And the truth is that the first part is that we need to have the word within us. We need to have the word in our midst. That's the first part of living by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. But the second part, and this is especially important for Lent, is that you repent of your sin. Is that you repent of all of the times when you have valued those physical things in life rather than valuing those eternal promises of God's word. Repent. Admit that you have failed. Admit that you are a poor, miserable sinner and that you can do nothing except value the things of this life. That's default. That's easy. That's what we do every single day. And today is the day of repentance. Because it's not until you repent that you can value the word of God the way it's supposed to be. But what is it about this word that makes it so valuable? Well, the truth is that as you struggle against the devil's lies, it's the word that shows you Jesus. It's the word that shows you your Savior. Because honestly, this little account from Luke 4, we like to think that, okay, well, now that Jesus has showed me how, now I can finally go toe-to-toe with Satan and I can win. This isn't a divine how-to manual. Jesus goes toe-to-toe with Satan. He gains victory over Satan. He defeats the devil. Why? Because he knew you couldn't. Because he knew that the devil's temptations will always be too strong for you to handle. no matter what. No matter how many times you try to reset, no matter how many times you open the Bible, no matter how many times you try to rely on your own faith and your own strength, it doesn't work. It only works if you confess that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. That's the words that come out of Jesus' mouth as he fights Satan, as he is victorious. Why is the word so important? Because it brings Jesus near to you. It brings victory near to you. It brings life near to you. It's in Bible study. It's in preaching. It's in your daily devotion. It brings Jesus near to you. When the word is connected to water, it brings Jesus near to you. When word is connected to bread and wine and we have the Lord's Supper, it brings Jesus near to you. The liturgy, it's all taken from Scripture. What's the point? It brings Jesus near to you. And even hymns. A mighty fortress. Guess where Luther got the inspiration for that hymn? The Word. Because when we have Christocentric hymns that are based on God's Word, Jesus comes near to you. Man shall not live by bread alone. Because man cannot live by bread alone. It's easy to see. I mean, look at where living by bread alone gets you. I can tell you that everybody who's ever lived on this earth, except maybe a few, have died. Because that's where you get when you live by bread alone. Dead and nothing more. But when the word brings you near to Jesus, to his perfect life, to his victory over the devil's temptations, to his cross, to the blood that he shed, to his empty tomb, when he brings you near to those things, you have life. Not just for 80 or 90 or 100 years. You have life forever. That's what you get when you live by the word of God. A promise. Forgiveness, life, and salvation. My friends, we will never resist our temptations, not perfectly. We can. We're going to struggle with sins now until the day we die. In fact, they'll probably be the same sins you're struggling with now, which were probably the same sins you were struggling with 10 years ago. Our temptations will be new for us every day. But as often as our temptations are new, know that God's forgiveness is not only new alongside that, but is even greater than your temptations. God's word will give you confidence in the forgiveness of all of your sins. God's word will remind you that you are his children and you live in God's word. You live forever. Why? Because Jesus' words are still true. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. And so as you and I hold dear that word of God, know that the promise of eternal life is a reality for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.